He made his way up the staircase, palms sweating, nerves kicking in. He shouldn't be here. In fact, he'd specifically been told not to go upstairs. Yet he couldn't help himself. It was a beautiful summer's day, and he'd taken himself off to the lake. But even there he couldn't shake the feeling of impending doom. So he'd returned. He hadn't encountered anyone on his way back, and had felt like he was in one of those sci-fi films, where everyone disappears, and you're the only person left. When he'd finally got back, there was no one there either. The building still and quiet. The only noise, the gentle ticking of the hall clock. As far as he knew, there were no visitors coming that afternoon, and the doctor wouldn't arrive until much later. The whole place appeared deserted. As he reached the top of the stairs, he paused, surveying the landing for any signs of life. All the doors off it were shut except one, right at the end, which was ever so slightly ajar. After a few minutes, when he felt as sure as he could be that he was alone, he slowly began moving towards it. He'd only taken one or two steps when he heard something, a slight whimper, and felt the hairs on the back of his neck stand up. Despite his sweating palms, which he wiped on his trousers, his throat was bone dry, and he longed for a drink of water. Then he heard it again, the whimper, only louder this time. He stopped halfway across the landing, heart pounding in his chest, and looked back at the staircase, wondering whether he should go and get help. But he found himself unable to move. The landing suddenly appeared vast, but retreat seemed out of the question, and the compulsion to go on non-negotiable. He crept forward, passing through a shaft of sunlight, catching dust in the air. And as he got nearer to the door, he heard another sound. Someone breathing, heavily but with control. Then came another whimper, only fainter and slightly muffled. By now his heart was racing faster than he deemed possible, and he briefly thought of his mother, a pang of sadness rippling through his body. After another few steps, the door was within reach, and as gently as he could, he pushed it open. He knew it wouldn't creak. The door's hinges had been specially oiled. Inside the room, the curtains were drawn, as they often were, but he could still make out the bed on the left and a familiar shape beneath its covers. A small lamp cast a pool of light on a nightstand, intensifying the dark shadows in the rest of the room. As his eyes adjusted to the dim light, he realized that there was someone else in the room, the source of the breathing. They were leaning over the bed. He watched, transfixed, unsure of what he was witnessing, but instinct telling him it was something intensely private. He saw the bedclothes twitch, then lie still, and sensed the figure hunched over the bed relax. Suddenly aware that he'd been holding his breath, he let it out gently as the figure slowly straightened up. A long sigh, almost a sob, coming from somewhere deep inside. In that moment, he knew that no breath would ever leave the woman on the bed again, and was about to back away when he saw the figure bend forward and brush something from the prone body.